This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepare. It's just me for this hour, 5 Minute University. So what I'm doing is I am weaving lessons from 5 Minute University into scenarios, explaining what happened, why it happened, and what we do about it. And I would suggest that you don't believe anything that I say. I would suggest that you find out for yourself what you believe the truth is. Do your own research. And many years ago, when we had the meetups at the restaurants in Springfield, Missouri, I said, look, Vinny's not going to always be here. I don't know what's going to be the trigger for it, but something may happen. And I won't be here anymore. So my job as a teacher is to teach you how to learn for yourself, how to ferret out the truth, how to take a piece of information and learn more and more and more about it so that you can do it yourself. And little did I know that the reason that I would not be in the meetups anymore was because the meetup group threw me out and fired me, along with Dr. Sheely. So I was in really good company when they decided to fire me. And the guy who did the firing, he couldn't hold it together, and the whole thing fell apart. So years and years and years worth of work to build the meetup group to teach every, you know, once a week for hours at a restaurant, all fell apart because the guy who led the revolt couldn't keep it together. As a matter of fact, I don't know a single meetup group that has held it together. They just keep falling apart. And so, moving on to why we do the things that we do here at the farm, man, we do them because we have to. So it's a lifestyle. Right now, while I'm on the air, our son is fabricating shoes. You know, shoes. We have a hay mower that is made by a company called John Deere. If you want to look it up, it's model 270. And it's a disc mower. And the reason I'm teaching you these things is I don't think all of you are going to be farmers. However, I think you can apply parts of all of the lessons I'm teaching you today in your own life, in your own circumstances, even with equipment that's not farm equipment. It's just an approach to solving problems. So we have this hay mower, and this particular hay mower, like most of them, doesn't have any wheels. No wheels whatsoever. So this is a mower that glides along the ground. It just, the tractor pulls it, the mower is behind the tractor, it's attached to the tractor, it sticks out to the side, and the mower rides on the grass. It weighs several hundred pounds, probably 1,000 pounds. And so there's this downward weight of this arm gliding along, sliding along the grass, and it has shoes, steel shoes, that are curved, kind of like skis. But instead of being, you know, 4 feet long or so for skis, the shoes are about 18 inches long. And it's got about 8 of them. And the problem is the soles wear out. And you can buy replacement shoes. They're, let's say, $125 a piece. And they'll probably last a couple of years. A couple of years. So the expense is enormous. So what we do is we fabricate our own soles. And it's a piece of metal, 3/16 of an inch thick. I bought sheets of it many years ago. 3/16 of an inch thick. And we cut it into the size of a sole, roughly 5 inches wide by, let's say, 10 inches long, maybe a little longer. And we tack weld it to the bottom of the mower, right where the wear point would be for each one of these shoes. So we resole them ourselves. So we cut the metal ourselves from a large sheet of metal. We tack weld it. And then we bend, it's slightly curved like the front of a ski, a snow ski. So we tack it, and then we use clamps and bend the metal into the right shape, and then we weld it in place. It takes hours. But at $125 a piece, you know, within a half a day, we've saved $1,000. And we keep doing that. So you can fabricate. Which brings me to another point. I am noticing that on Facebook Marketplace, there are all kinds of welders for sale. Old welders. Traditional welders. There's the welder that, we have a couple welders here. One of them we tried is Harbor Freight. It's absolute junk. Absolute junk. It's a MIG welder. Absolute. It's a toy. I suggest that if you find one at a yard sale for $50, don't buy it. It's junk. It has a duty cycle that is not very long. What that means is you can weld with it, and then you have to wait for it to cool off because it can't take working. It just overheats. It's a poor design. And then you weld a little bit more for a few minutes, then you have to wait for it to cool, like 10 or 20 minutes to cool. It's ridiculous. It's substandard, in my opinion. But don't believe me. So that didn't work. So we bought a one made by Lincoln, like Abraham. And it's great. Good old American company, top quality product, good transformer in it. Everything about it's really good. And you can weld and weld and weld, and it just works and works and works. So on the shelf is this Harbor Freight piece of junk that, in my opinion, we can't use it. It's too good to throw away, but not good enough to use. So what do you do with it, right? That's what we have. But the Lincoln works really well. And then we have another Lincoln welder. It's bigger. It's heavier, way heavier. And it's an arc welder that uses welding rods. And what I'm finding on Facebook Marketplace, people are selling them. For, I'm sure they're well over $500 a piece new. Maybe they're $750 now. They work great. It's a good old standby welder. They haven't changed the shape. It's old-fashioned looking. Even the new ones are old-fashioned looking. But it just works and works and works, and everybody recognizes it. Anybody in welding knows what it is. It's red, and it's got leads that come out of the front. It's so heavy that if you want to move it, you need to get some wheels under it. So I fabricated it. A set of casters, and I put them under it so I can wheel it around. But I'm finding those on Craigslist for $100, $150, and people can't wait to get rid of them. And I think this is what's happening. I think new people are moving into Missouri, into the farmlands, and they're buying the house, and it's coming with a whole bunch of stuff that the owners that just sold left. And the new guy's saying, I don't want this thing. I don't want this junk here. It's, you know, I want a nice, clean look. Let's get rid of all this junk. They're selling all this junk. When I say junk, that's in quotes. I mean good machinery. Table saws, radio alarm saws, band saws, shop tables, vices, welders, all kinds of equipment, torches, that farmers would use to fix their equipment. But the new guys don't know how to use it. They don't even know what it's for. So they sell it relatively inexpensively. And that's telling me that bad news is right around the corner. Because if people are selling tried and true, good quality Craftsman table saws, 12-inch, 10-inch blades, and they're selling them for $100, and they're worth, you know, to replace them, maybe $800, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy to get rid of them. But that's what people are doing. And that's because they'll never use them. And the reason they'll never use them is they don't know how to use them. So the skills that farmers have are disappearing. And the replacements don't have the skills, meaning the people who are replacing the farmers. So we have farmland that's not going to be used for farming. Farmland is being bought by people who have never farmed before, with really no intention of farming. Like, you know, honey, it'd be great to have that, you know, 10 acres out front. Let's just, that beautiful lawn, that'll make a beautiful lawn. We'll just put some herbicide on it, some Roundup on it, and it'd be great. We can look at it. And people are buying views. Views. That's what they're buying, views. It's like going to Disney. And when you come back, what do you have? Memories of views, right? Well, that's where we're headed right now, at a rapid pace. So I'm really concerned about the lack of knowledge that people have, the lack of desire to learn. And I said to our son yesterday in the truck, I said, so, Bam, and I refer to him as Bam, as in Barney Rubble's son, Bam Bam, the Flintstones. Bam, you know, it's really interesting. 2 hours a day, 5 days a week we teach, and there are plenty of broadcasts that have way more audience than we do. And he said, T, of course. He refers to me as T, the letter T. Not T-E-E, not T-E-A, just the letter T. T, of course. It's too hard to go to school. Nobody wants to go to school. It's too hard. What a brilliant statement. It's too hard to go to school. People don't want to learn. They'd rather be entertained. He's absolutely right. People will flock to Disney, and they'll spend $8,000 that they don't have to be entertained. But go to school? No, it's too hard. And you know what? He's right. Which is a really sad commentary on where we are today. It couldn't be sadder. It's too hard to learn. But how are we gonna survive as humanity, as a civilization, if we don't continue to learn? Who's gonna pour the concrete foundations? Who is gonna weld up the rebar? Who is gonna frame the house? Who's gonna wire the house, plumb the house, put the roofing on the house? Who is gonna assemble the windows and then install the windows? Who's gonna figure out the kitchen design? Who's going to be the architect? Who's going to do this? Because we're not teaching it in school. We're teaching pushing mice and clicking mice and tapping on keyboards rather than swinging hammers and using a protractor and using a framing square and using a speed square and using a sawzall or reciprocating saw or table saw or maybe arm saw. People don't even know that there's a difference in the wire gauge of extension cords and how to pick the right extension cord. People don't know how to do that. It's amazing to me. Seems like it should be common sense, right? We'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, I just came back from getting my coffee topped off. I was in the kitchen. And our son said, "Hey, T, I got that gear off, that sprocket." And he said, he used a slide hammer. It was tough to get it off, but he used a wire wheel to brush off some of the paint on the shaft, green paint from John Deere, talking about our baler. And he said, "I used a slide hammer and some PV blaster, and I got it off." I said, "Well, great." He said, "You know, that slide hammer was a good investment, wasn't it?" I said, "Yeah, it was." He said, "We've only used it 3 times, but when we need it, we absolutely need it." So that's the important takeaway from that is I have a policy, and I didn't used to have this policy. You know, when I was maybe 17, I didn't have this policy, but I certainly do now. And maybe around 20 years old, I figured this out. It's better to buy the tool before you do the job than after you do the job. It's better to buy the tool first. Then you've had the tool to do the job rather than fight and fight and fight with the really hard way to do it without the tool and then say later on, "Yeah, I think I'll get that tool." And sometimes you can buy the tool and then sell the tool when you're done with it if you want. In our case, we never sell the tools because we realized how important the tool was. So here's an example. I bought a compound miter saw. I used to do it the old way with a miter box. It's a wooden box with angles in it. So if you're cutting molding, you have a hand saw. And you cut the molding in this wooden box, which helps you stay with the angles that you want to use, like 45, 90 combination angles. It was the hard way. And I decided to buy, for this particular house that we're in now, decided to buy a compound miter saw, 12 inches. And it was expensive. It was darn expensive. It was about reconditioned. It's a DeWalt brand. We have a few DeWalt tools, mostly Milwaukee, but they're both good brands on the whole. And it was about $200. And I use it to cut the molding. And it's a complicated molding in this house. And it's a precision tool. It's great. It really is. And it's not 10 inches. It's 12 inches. And the reason is because if you're cutting larger pieces of wood, wider pieces of wood, you need a bigger blade. So keep that in mind if you're going to buy one. I have a cheaper one, too. I have one made by Delta. It's not a compound a miter saw. It just cuts. It doesn't cut bologna slices type angles. It just cuts straight down. And it's I bought it used for about $50. It's okay. I use that for boards that I just want to cut square ends and have them be 90 degree angles. I use the compound saw for the really precise work for molding in the house. So if I'm just using cutting 2x4 or something, I'm going to chop them off. I'll use the Delta, the 10-inch one, because I'm not as concerned about the blade. And when I bought it, I got a whole bunch of blades with it. So having the right tool is really important. Now, if you're going to use one of these saws and you use an extension cord that's too thin, the wire gauge is too thin, you can overheat that motor and burn it up, because the motor might not have enough current in order to not overheat. So make sure you have the right gauge extension cord. And, you know, if you want to be sure, 12 gauge. 12 gauge will do everything, pretty much. So 12 gauge extension cord is the way to go, but they're darn expensive. They really are. So the longer your extension cord, the thicker the wire needs to be in order to overcome the loss through resistance of the wire. So keep that in mind. And by the way, if you have an extension cord and it's got a flaky plug or receptacle on the end, you can replace those. You can cut the end off and buy a replacement female end or male end or both. And we have them. And what happens is, with some extension cords, the molded plastic rubber end gets hot at the contacts and becomes weaker and weaker and weaker. And then the weaker it is, the hotter it gets, the more it gets deformed. You can damage your equipment with that poor of a connection. So what you can do is just replace the end for about $5. And you can buy those replacement ends. I suggest you don't buy one at Harbor Freight. I suggest you buy one that has a brand name, like Eagle.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The sentencing phase in the Tree of Life Synagogue shooting trial is beginning in Pittsburgh on Monday. Robert Bowers was found guilty earlier this month on all 63 charges in the 2018 mass shooting at the Squirrel Hill Synagogue that killed 11 worshipers. In the first part of the sentencing phase, a jury will consider aggravating circumstances to determine if the defendant is eligible for the death penalty. The cleanup is continuing today after a tornado touched down just south of Indianapolis, Indiana on Sunday. One man describes to Fox News the fear of looking for any possible damage to his home.
When you walk out, you see the houses around you, you see the damage, and you don't want to look up. You're scared to look up because you're thinking, oh no, what's happened to our house?
A sheriff in the area adding that several neighborhoods and homes have been damaged or destroyed. Tim Berg, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why?
Oh
God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, this is a disturbing trend around our neck of the woods here in Missouri, and that is muffler shops. I seem to be disappearing. So these are the guys that, let's say you have a section of tailpipe that needs to be replaced, whether it's rusted through or whether it got banged up somehow and there's a bend in it, and you want it replaced. Not the whole exhaust system, just that piece of pipe. It used to be that you could go to a muffler shop, they put the vehicle up on the lift, and they go, oh yeah, just that section right there, we'll just cut that out, and we'll put a new section of pipe in there. It used to be great. There aren't any anymore around here. Not for 20 miles, 25, 30 miles in any direction. There aren't any. It used to be great because, you know, for $20, they'd cut out a section, put a new piece of pipe in, they'd weld it all up, you know, right under your car. They had a machine that would expand the pipe. So let's say you had a 2-inch piece of pipe and you wanted to insert one. They could take a 2-inch piece of pipe, put it in the expander, and, you know, for about 2 inches on the end, they'd put it in this machine, and it's hydraulically operated, and it would spread the pipe apart so one piece of pipe would fit inside the other. It was great. Those guys aren't around anymore. I don't have one of those pipe expanders. So I can't make pipe. So we have a diesel generator here at our farm. It's a 2-cylinder Onan engine, air-cooled, 5 kilowatts. It's about 1,100 pounds. And it's military surplus. It's a really great generator. It will run the whole farm. But it's loud. And I guess, you know, if you're in combat and conflict, it's okay to have a loud diesel generator with explosions going on all around anyway. What's a little more noise, right? So this is an Army generator. And it's one of the few that they didn't throw overboard on the way back home. They just brought it back home, and so we bought it military surplus. It's probably around $30,000 the cost to the taxpayer. And I guess I was able to get it for maybe $1,200, something like that. I've had three of them in my life. Great generator, but loud. So I decided to make an exhaust system for it. So I put it in the garage, and I wanted to be able to close the garage door to keep the noise down, but I had to exhaust it somehow. It's a diesel. So I fabricated an exhaust system, and I drew some pictures, and I said, okay, I need this section of pipe this long with this degree bend in it, and then another section of pipe this long going into a muffler, and then a muffler is this long, and then a section of pipe going vertically, and then 90 degree. So I drew this whole thing out and brought it to a muffler shop, and I said, I'm going to need a muffler for it. It's like a 10 horsepower diesel engine, maybe 11 horsepower, maybe 12. And we put a 4-cylinder Asian-style muffler on it for, like, I don't know, Mitsubishi or a Honda or something like that, Toyota. A little 4-cylinder type muffler for an automotive, for a car. And fabricated that in, you know, and maybe for $40 worth of pipe, all the bends and everything was there, and took it home and assembled it and made it through the wall insulator so I wouldn't burn down the garage, and you know, heat insulator. That works great. But where do you go today to make something like that? I don't have a pipe bender. I guess I'm going to have to, you know, find one on Facebook Marketplace so I can bend pipe, because the muffler shops went out of business. This is new, the new Brandon economy, where if you need it, you can't get it. So another little lesson is, how do you get a part off that's just like rusted on? Well, we're finding this more and more. And one of the things that we're finding is that the bolts that thread into disc rotors are rusted in place. We just can't get them off. I mean, you can break them off. You can put a breaker bar on it and apply so much torque that you break the bolt, but then you still have part of the bolt in the disc rotor. Now, of course, you can always get a new disc rotor. That's adding more and more and more expense to the whole problem, right? So, and all you're trying to do is get the lug nuts out and reuse the lug nuts and reuse the disc rotor, you know, in the front of a car, for example, or the rear. So that's where the torch comes in. And of course, you have to be really careful because you're working around gasoline, so don't do this. Don't do it. But if you look at a shop, that's what they'll do. They'll take out a torch, and they will heat the disc rotor. And the idea is to expand the disc rotor around the bolt that went through it. Don't heat the bolt because you don't want to expand that. You want the disc rotor to expand away from the bolt that's rusted in place. Then, you know, you heat it to maybe 250 degrees, something like that. And then you apply something like PB Blaster, which is flammable, which is why you shouldn't do this. Another reason why you shouldn't do it. And then the PB Blaster penetrates the threads where the bolt and rotor connect, And then eventually heating, spraying PB Blaster, heating, spraying PB Blaster over and over and over again, you get enough penetrant in there to slowly loosen the bolt. And so you turn it a fraction of a turn, maybe less than a tenth of a turn, spray some PB Blaster on it, go back and forth, forward, backward, apply PB Blaster, and eventually you can get the bolt out without damaging the bolt or the rotor. So a torch is another thing, and that's why I'm mentioning this, because people are selling torches on Facebook Marketplace, too. They don't know what to do with them either. So in addition to the other tools I mentioned, torches. So that's, if you're going to do the kind of things that we do, you're going to need one of them, too. Another tip is Gatorade. I've talked to plenty of nurses who think I'm absolutely nuts when I say this. But if my blood pressure seems to spike because I'm dehydrated, we keep one of those oatmeal-sized containers of Gatorade powder. And unfortunately, it's got the color in it because they don't make it without color. So you can pick your poison. You can get blue or yellow or red or orange. And the coloring is the bad part. It really is. But here's what it does for me. Now, I don't believe a word I say. But 100% of the time, if my blood pressure is high, and I don't take blood pressure medicine. I don't. I eat right, and my blood pressure is just fine. But if I get dehydrated, my blood pressure will rise. And I don't like it. So I will down a lot of Gatorade, like maybe 16, 20 ounces, dilute probably one half or one third the strength that it's made commercially. So if you were to buy a bottle of Gatorade, I would put one third of the amount of Gatorade powder in there, mix it with well water, non-chlorinated water, shake it up, drink it, and within 30 minutes my blood pressure is back to normal. I don't have to do it very often. But if I'm in extreme heat, like when I'm baling hay, and I'm out there, trying to solve a problem out in the hot sun with the baler that just got clogged up or something like that, or I have a problem with the tractor out in the middle of the field, I'm trying to solve that problem, or if I broke a shear bolt and over and over again, then I get dehydrated because I don't have enough fluid with me. Gatorade with me, and I run out, and I'm a mile from home or half a mile from home in the field. That's where I know the Gatorade will fix it when I get right back. So I'm not suggesting you try it. I'm just saying that's what I do. And I'm not saying Gatorade's good, and I'm not endorsing their product, as a brand, saying, yeah, y'all ought to buy that because I'm getting revenue from it. I don't get any revenue from anybody. So I only talk about the things I like when I say it's a good product, like a Lincoln arc welder, that's a good product. Okay, a Lincoln MIG welder, that's a good product. Now there are other brands like Miller, but I've never used one, so I can't say. I hear great reports about them, but I've never had one. I've never used one, but Lincoln, I like it. There's another topic that I wanted to discuss today called constrained optimization. That's a business term. Constrained optimization. So what is it? Well, you're limited by constraints. We all are. One of them might be money, funds. Another one might be time. Another one might be tools. Another one might be location. So all kinds of constraints. And constrained optimization is how do you make the best of what you've got under those circumstances. So here's kind of an example. I don't have an answer for it, but this is what it means. So you got a problem with your car. It's let's say Sunday. You're off for the weekend. You have a job. And your car needs to be fixed. Let's say the brakes failed. And you need to put... let's say it's something as simple as the brake pads are at the point where if you drive it anymore, you're going to damage the brake rotors. So you know this. So you've got to get brake pads, and you've got to jack up the vehicle, and you know how to fix it. But you need to plant the garden because you want to have food for the growing season, and you want to freeze some of the food or dehydrate it or can it. So the problem is you need to plant the garden right now because it's the growing season. And you need to fix your car to go to work. And if you get your car fixed to go to work, that's great, but you won't be able to plant the garden until next week. That's constrained optimization. And we're facing this all the time. And it could be a fund thing, meaning you don't have enough money to buy the parts for your car. So a lot of moving parts to this. So I just wanted to mention that term, constrained optimization. We're all going through it, all of us. And it's going to get worse. Because more and more the constraints are going to be, how am I going to pay for it? Because it costs so much. Parts to get your car fixed keep going up every day. Oil prices going up every day. The people who you'd like to hire to do something for you, like fix your vehicle or tow your vehicle or repair your lawnmower, they want more and more and more. But it's so expensive to have something fixed. It doesn't even make sense to get a lawnmower fixed anymore, unless you know how to do it yourself. Because you bring it to a shop and it can be $200 to fix a lawnmower that's worth $50. For real. And that's where we are, because the lawnmower, the companies that make lawnmowers have made them disposable. As Kyle said, you know, he needed the recoil starter, you know, $12 part, $10 part. How come they go bad? They shouldn't go bad. You know, back in the 1960s, we had plenty of pull start lawnmowers and rototillers and other equipment that used pull start engines, single cylinder gasoline engines. They worked and worked and worked. The worst thing that could happen is the cord would wear out. So you just buy a new cord. You didn't buy a whole new assembly. You just bought a new cord. And you restrung it yourself. So for less than a dollar, you were back in business. Because that's when products were made to last. Not anymore.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So here's something that is a lesson that you probably won't find anywhere else other than 5-Minute University. Over the weekend, I was looking at hay prices because this is an indicator of what's to come. It's a leading indicator. The leading indicator is something that happens to indicate what the future might be. So if the price of hay is up, that leads us to believe that the price of beef is going to go up, right? If the price of hay is up, that means that there's probably a problem with either the cost of fertilizer or the availability of rainwater, which means that other crops will go up as well. So price of hay is a leading indicator in my world as an economist. And so there was a guy who was selling hay in Arkansas. We're close to the Arkansas border, you know, like 100 miles or so. So I sent him a message. And he said, hey, $100, fertilized and sprayed. Fertilized and sprayed. Now, the only thing I can think of for spraying would be a herbicide. So I sent him a message, and the message said, can you tell me what you mean by sprayed? I know what fertilized means, but what do you mean by spraying? And he said that he sprayed his hay with a herbicide, you know, the grass with a herbicide, to kill the weeds. To kill the weeds. Here at our farm, we have a definition that it's not a weed if the cows eat it. It's not a weed if the cows eat it. So this guy is spraying. He's a farmer. And I don't think all farmers get it. I really don't think so. Some farmers use glyphosate. So this guy sprayed his field. His hay has the residue or the residual of the herbicide. Somebody's going to buy that hay and feed it to their cows not knowing exactly what he did. And someone else is going to buy the beef from the cows that ate the hay that was sprayed with the herbicide. Think about that. So now we're learning that we actually have to grow our own food and raise our own food because we don't know, unless you know a farmer who doesn't do those kinds of things. And unless you know that the beef that they raise is beef that wasn't sprayed with chemicals. and fertilizer, which has an inert ingredient, at least that's what they say, like fly ash. So now what happens is if you get 10-10-10 fertilizer, that's 10% N, 10% P, and 10% K, nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus, 10% each, that leaves you 30% fertilizer. The rest is something else, filler. So what would that be? Well, what they're doing is to get rid of the ash from the coal-fired power plants. They mix that fly ash with fertilizer. So it's 30% fertilizer in 10-10-10, 70% other filler, like fly ash, which is radioactive. So commercial fertilizer can contain radioactive elements. Of course, we all want to put that on our food, right? So people are fertilizing their fields with radioactive fly ash filler. So this particular guy fertilizes and he sprays. What a great combination. Here's where we are today. So we don't know. We don't know what's in what we eat. We don't know what's in our ketchup. We don't know what's in our tomato sauce or our pasta. We don't know. Regardless of what the label says, we don't know. Kind of like a vaccine that comes with a blank sheet that says contents. They're not going to tell you. That's where we are today. And our government is not protecting us from any of this. Our government allows Gatorade to put yellow, red, blue, and orange coloring in their products. Is it necessary? Is it necessary to drink orange Gatorade? Is it really necessary to have the orange in it, or the blue in it, or the yellow in it, or the red in it? Is it necessary? Of course not. Decaffeinated coffee. So that's my choice. I'd rather have decaffeinated. But there's naturally decaffeinated and there's chemically decaffeinated. So Sanka, years ago, San meaning without caffeine, the original decaffeinated coffee from Germany, the German process, used dry cleaning fluid, you know, that you'd bring your clothes to the dry cleaner to clean. Carbon tetrachloride. It removed the caffeine. It's a great way to go, right? A carcinogen, a known carcinogen used to decaffeinate coffee. So if you're going to buy decaffeinated coffee, the lesson here is make sure it's naturally decaffeinated. And there are a couple different ways of doing it. One is with water. Can you imagine that? Using water to remove caffeine. Sounds like a great way to go, doesn't it? Or carbon dioxide. That's a great way to go. Really, literally, it's a great way to go. So Maxwell House Coffee? Naturally decaffeinated. I'm not recommending you buy it. I'm just saying that if you do, consider it.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.